Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Several major developing stories as we come on the air tonight, from booster shots to the border. But first, a terrifying plane crash in Texas. Multiple crews are investigating after a military jet crashed outside Fort Worth, damaging as many as six homes and injuring residents. The two pilots ejected from the aircraft. What we're learning about their conditions tonight. A body found near Grand Teton National Park, where investigators were searching for clues today in the disappearance of 22-year-old Gabby Petito. Meanwhile, more than 50 officers urgently sifting through an alligator-infested wildlife area near Florida's Gulf Coast, looking for her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, who disappeared, now a person of interest in the case. Also tonight, Dr. Fauci defending the administration after that booster shot announcement. The confusion after a federal health advisory panel rejected President Biden's plan to offer COVID-19 booster shots to all Americans. Among the experts' concerns, a lack of safety data on boosters for young people. Experts now advise a third Pfizer shot for people at high risk for contracting severe COVID, including health and frontline workers and people 65 and older. The new guidance comes just days before the booster plan's slated rollout and as COVID-19 cases soar. The U.S. on the verge of hitting a devastating 675,000 killed by the virus. A final decision from the FDA regarding boosters is expected within days. And the growing crisis at the border. Today, the U.S. is beginning to deport some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who crossed from Mexico into a Texas border camp located under a bridge in Del Rio. Nearly 13,000 migrants living there in extremely poor conditions. Our team is on the ground. The warnings tonight about rip currents, a man drowning off the Jersey Shore, and the dangerous flash flood threat for millions in the South. An explosive volcanic eruption on a Spanish island where the evacuation of more than 10,000 people is ongoing. And a historic splashdown, SpaceX's first all-civilian crew returning safely to Earth. What it means for the future of space travel.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us on a very busy Sunday. I'm Lindsay Davis. More on that plane crash in a moment. But as we are coming on the air, there is breaking news in the search for Gabby Petito. Just moments ago, officials say remains found near Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming are consistent with the description of the missing woman. The 22-year-old was last reported to be in the park late last month, and authorities have been concentrating their efforts there. Investigators in Florida are now searching for her boyfriend, Brian Laundry. He's considered to be a person of interest in her disappearance. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Northport, Florida for us tonight and leads us off.
Tonight, officials confirming they found a body near Grand Teton National Park that they believe may be that of Gabby Petito.
Earlier today, human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabby Petito. Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100% that we found Gabby, but her family has been notified of this discovery.
The discovery coming as officials in Florida hunt for Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, who's also disappeared. Today, search crews combing through thousands of acres of alligator-infested swamp where Laundry's family told police he may be. Laundry was named a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance after returning home from a cross-country road trip without her. He and his parents refusing to speak with authorities about Gabby, drawing protests outside their house. The couple was last seen leaving a hotel in Salt Lake City. Multiple agencies now working in tandem on these cases, sifting through thousands of tips.
He then told us he's been camping for multiple days without his fiance.
Miranda Baker claims days after Gabby was last seen, she and her boyfriend picked up a hitchhiker they now believe was Brian Laundry, dropping him off that night. And the Northport Police Department says her timeline is plausible.
He got out and, you know, he was thankful and he was kind of in a hurry. So he said he was going to go across the street into the parking lot and find someone else to give him a ride. But when we looked back, you know, 10 or 15 seconds after he got out of the vehicle, he was gone.
And here in Florida, authorities have packed up their equipment and wrapped up their search for Brian Laundrie for the night. They will likely resume first thing tomorrow morning. Lindsay.
Trevor, thank you. And we'll have more from that witness, Miranda Baker, tomorrow morning on Good Morning America. Next, the other breaking news tonight, that military plane crash near Fort Worth, Texas. The plane going down in a populated area causing a large fire. The two pilots ejecting from the plane both survived and were taken to the hospital. One of the parachutes entangled in power lines, parts of the plane seen scattered throughout the neighborhood. Officials say it is fortunate the plane came down in a backyard and not directly on any of the homes there. The fire chief says it could have been much worse. Three people on the ground were treated for minor injuries. Several homes were badly damaged. Here's ABC's Zareen Shaw.
Tonight, a terrifying scene outside of Fort Worth, Texas.
Y'all, a plane just crashed into all of those houses.
A Navy plane crashing into a residential neighborhood in broad daylight shortly after 11 a.m.
People jumped out of the plane with parachutes. Oh my gosh.
Two pilots rescued after ejecting from the jet as it was going down, one getting tangled in a tree. A witness capturing the other pilot's parachute dangling from these power lines.
The pilots are ejected in a seat, and that is the parachute that got caught up in the power lines.
Two off-duty Fort Worth firefighters witnessed the crash and were first on the scene helping the pilots. As many as six homes were damaged, billowing smoke pouring out of one property.
We did have some damage that occurred from, I would speculate, maybe wings.
Officials say a military flight instructor and a student were on a routine training flight out of Corpus Christi when the crash occurred. At least three people on the ground suffered minor injuries, but officials say nearly 70 residents were in the direct area where the plane crashed.
This incident could have been much worse.
So fortunate there were no fatalities. Let's get right to Zareen Shaw. Zareen, what are we learning about the condition of the pilots tonight?
Lindsay, authorities say one pilot has serious injuries. Both are expected to live. Tonight, officials still trying to figure out how that plane came crashing down. Lindsay.
Zareen, thank you. And now to the latest on the pandemic and the White House's efforts to bring clarity to all the confusion over vaccine booster shots. Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci urged Americans to wait until they are told they are eligible. A CDC advisory panel is meeting this week to discuss the recommendation made by the FDA advisory group that everyone over the age of 65 and those at high risk for severe disease who have received the Pfizer shot should get boosters after 6 months. Health officials are urging everyone to get vaccinated. So far, more than 74% of those who are eligible have received at least one dose, and nearly 64% are fully vaccinated. Here's ABC's Phil Lipoff.
Tonight, with key discussions set for this week about who should get a booster and when, the nation's top infectious disease doctor trying to clear up confusion.
I'm not disappointed. I think the process worked.
The administration tonight defending its August announcement that booster shots for all fully vaccinated adults could start as soon as this week. But an FDA panel instead recommending Pfizer booster shots only for Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe COVID, 6 months after their second shot.
Dr. Perlman voted no. Dr. Gans voted no. This vote did not pass since the majority voted no.
The vote throwing a snag in President Biden's booster plan.
We wanted to be ready. These are the kinds of things that when you make a decision, you don't snap your finger and it gets rolled out the next day.
The White House insisting they're following the science and urging all Americans to do the same, not to rush out for a booster before it's your turn, saying new data potentially backing boosters for Moderna and J&J vaccines could come as soon as early October. But health officials insisting America's highest priority is vaccinating the unvaccinated. Mississippi, one of 21 states where less than half the population is fully vaccinated.
In our state, some 89% of those hospitalized and some 87% of those who are of the deaths are actually coming from those who are unvaccinated. So the number one thing that you can do is you can talk to your doctor about getting vaccinated.
Lindsay, right now, only immunocompromised Americans can get the booster shot, but it is going to be a busy week ahead. First, the FDA must sign off on the panel's recommendations from Friday, and then the CDC advisory panel will meet, we're told, later this week to make its own recommendations on who else should get the shot and when. Lindsay?
So many hoping for clarity. Phil, thank you. Now to the southern border. Today, the U.S. reportedly started to deport some of the thousands of mostly Haitian migrants. Officials also sealing off the border crossing in Del Rio, Texas. Thousands of people are being held for days under a bridge near the Texas border town. ABC's Kenneth Moten is in Del Rio for us tonight.
Tonight, the U.S. moving quickly to process thousands of migrants being held under the Del Rio International Bridge on the Texas border.
We've never seen anything like this. This is completely and totally out of the norm of anything that we've ever seen.
DHS stepping up flights, expelling migrants to Haiti and other home countries. Today, video from our ABC affiliate WPLG on the ground in Texas showing this deportation plane leaving Del Rio Airport. That flight reportedly bound for Haiti. Nearly 13,000 migrant men, women, and children still living in the encampment as they seek asylum. The conditions there extremely poor and crowded. New video showing migrants washing themselves in the river.
It's an unprecedented scene here under this Texas bridge. Migrants have started to make makeshift shelters to protect themselves from the scorching heat.
In Ciudad Acuña, Mexico, our team captured authorities patrolling the river and stopping migrants from crossing into the U.S. Many of the migrants coming from Haiti, which remains unstable after the assassination of its president and a deadly earthquake in August. Border Patrol says it's working around the clock to get them moved.
We are bringing additional resources to assist with security, migrant care, transportation, and processing. We are providing food, water, portable toilets, towels. Emergency medical technicians are available for first aid.
Tonight, the Del Rio port of entry still temporarily closed amid the migrant surge. Traffic diverted nearly 60 miles away.
And Lindsay, an unprecedented response to this border crisis. 1,000 Texas state troopers helping 600 members of Customs and Border Patrol on the ground here. Officials say they expect to have every migrant processed by the end of the week. Lindsay.
Some really powerful images there. Kenneth, thank you. Next, calls for accountability and justice after U.S. officials admitted a drone strike in a Kabul neighborhood killed 10 civilians. All were from the same family, seven of them just children. The surviving relatives are now speaking out. Here's ABC's White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
Tonight, the family of Zamari Ahmadi demanding answers and accountability.
They should punish two persons, targeted innocent children, innocent person at my home.
Ahmadi, an aid worker, incorrectly targeted and killed along with nine other innocent civilians, including seven children, in a missile strike the Pentagon now says was a tragic mistake. That drone strike just 3 days after a suicide bomber killed 13 U.S. service members and some 170 Afghans at the Kabul airport. The question now, how to make sure this does not happen again and how to rely on intelligence without U.S. military on the ground.
The over-the-horizon capability is really there. Doing it in an extremely quick, confused, chaotic environment made this one that much more difficult and problematic.
And should there be accountability?
Absolutely, I think there should.
The president so far ignoring that question.
Mr. President, are you going to fire anyone over the drone strike that killed 10 civilians, sir?
Afghanistan rocked with more violence this weekend. Several bomb blasts in the eastern city of Jalalabad killing at least 8 and injuring at least 20. The United States and allies continuing to coordinate evacuation flights. Video posted by the Foreign Ministry of Qatar purports to show a Qatar Airways plane taking off from Kabul headed to Doha Sunday with 236 people on board, including Americans. The largest single evacuation flight since U.S. troops left the country on August 31st.
Let's get right to Mary Alice Parks at the White House. And Mary Alice, this week in the Biden administration is also dealing with a bruised relationship with France after the White House announced that deal with Australia that it essentially canceled an order the Australians had for French submarines. What's being done to smooth things over now with France?
Well, Lindsay, the White House says President Biden is looking forward to talking to French President Emmanuel Macron to try to move forward. But this week, with the UN General Assembly starting, those relationships with our allies, all of President Biden's diplomatic agenda, will be under a microscope. Lindsay?
Mary Alice, our thanks to you. It is mission accomplished for SpaceX and the all-civilian crew of Inspiration 4, splashing down, ending their three-day orbital mission. The four recording several firsts and raising millions of dollars for St. Jude's Children's Hospital in the process. Here's ABC's transportation correspondent, Gio Benitez.
It's the splashdown scene around the world.
Inspiration 4, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home to planet Earth.
Four civilians on the mission known as Inspiration 4 orbiting the Earth about 47 times at 17,500 miles per hour. Their SpaceX Crew Dragon experiencing 3,500 degrees of heat as it re-entered the atmosphere. Those parachutes deploy. Splashing down in the Atlantic near Florida. Rescue boats at the ready.
Thanks so much, SpaceX. It was a heck of a ride for us. Just getting started.
Geoscience professor and newly minted astronaut, Dr. Cyan Proctor, dancing back on Earth. The crew making history, traveling 367 miles above the Earth for 3 days, farther than any other civilian on the planet.
We're seeing the world every 90 minutes. That's how fast we're traveling around it. It's pretty incredible.
One of the goals of the mission? To raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And tonight, its mission accomplished. Elon Musk pledging $50 million, pushing the total raised to more than $200 million.
Your mission has shown the world that space is for all of us and that everyday people can make extraordinary impacts in the world around them.
And tonight, this successful mission proving the sky is no longer the limit for any of us. And Lindsay, that Crew Dragon spaceship will now be refurbished to be used again with more civilians early next year. Lindsay?
Geo, thanks so much. Tonight, millions in the South are on alert for dangerous flash flooding with heavy rain and thunderstorms stretching from the Gulf Coast up to Tennessee. These images are from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Let's go straight to ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano, who's in Boston for us tonight. Rob, certainly a mild Sunday in the Northeast, but some dangerous conditions in the water.
Yeah, a lot of people flocking to the area parks and the beaches, Lindsay, and we've had dangerous rip currents all weekend long. Sadly, one man losing his life drowning off the Jersey shore. Tropical moisture, meanwhile, down in the south, that's been a headache. All that flooding across parts of Tennessee and Alabama. We've got the flash flood watches that continue to be posted there with heavy downpours. This is leftovers from Hurricane Nicholas, and that's going to stream up into Ohio before it rings itself out. As we move through the heart of hurricane season, just today we've had two named storms in the Atlantic. Lindsay?
Rob, thank you. And there is much more ahead on World News tonight, this Sunday. Dramatic images of that massive fire now in Sequoia National Park's giant forest, threatening one of the world's most famous trees, and the volcanic eruption forcing thousands to evacuate.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wondered what you'd do with an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, or maybe show up for a friend? We often find ourselves wishing for more time, but the real question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The key to squeezing that special thing into your schedule is knowing what's truly important to you and making it a priority. That's where therapy comes in. It's not just about dealing with problems, it's about finding what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you've tried therapy, you know how beneficial it can be. Therapy isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. It's a tool for learning positive coping skills, setting boundaries, and empowering yourself to be the best version of you. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And the best part? You can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge. So whether it's finding that extra hour for yourself or embarking on a journey of self-discovery, therapy can be a game changer. Take the first step with BetterHelp and make your mental health a priority. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tonight to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tonight.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next tonight, the massive KNP complex fire in California has already scorched more than 20,000 acres and is now threatening some of the world's largest trees. The massive fire has reached Sequoia National Park's giant forest. As a precaution, officials are using burn-resistant material to wrap the base of trees like General Sherman, the world's largest tree by volume. Crews have yet to contain the fire. To the index tonight, a massive volcanic eruption on the small Spanish island of La Palma is forcing the evacuation of more than 10,000 people. New eruptions are continuing into the night. Flowing lava is destroying the houses in its path. Authorities are deploying soldiers to assist with the evacuation. And today, Chris Rock tweeting that he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. The 56-year-old comedian has a breakthrough case of the virus. He says he has already received the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. His message to fans tonight, get vaccinated. Finally tonight, if you look at Rob Mendez and simply see a man missing arms and legs, you have likely missed all the heart he has, a football coach who could double as a life coach.
Get on the ball, let's go.
Rob Mendez knows all about calling an audible.
Reset, reset, reset.
The 33-year-old was born without arms and legs as a result of an extremely rare genetic condition.
I always got to remind myself that, you know, don't be your own worst enemy and don't hold yourself back on pursuing what you want to really do in life. Good, let's go.
That reminder has worked, not allowing his physical condition to keep him from going after his dreams.
My friends played football, so I started, you know, going to practices. I wasn't on the team, and I was, you know, from a distance watching practice, and the coaches, you know, they waved me into the team huddle, and, you know, they asked me if I wanted to be a part of the team and give me a jersey.
His first job, manager of his high school team in Gilroy, California.
By the time I was a senior in high school, I was wearing the headsets with the coaches and you know, listening to them.
Eventually, he became the head JV coach at another school and led that team to the district finals. He's now in his 16th year of coaching high school football.
Here we go, run it.
Coach Mendez uses his shoulders to get around in this custom-designed motorized wheelchair, his nose to operate his cell phone, and his mouth to hold a stylus to write and draw out the plays.
You know, I get really down about sometimes, you know, especially in my early 20s where, you know, what if I did have arms and legs? You know, where would I be?
Coach Mendez credits his success with his family's unwavering support, especially his dad, for helping him develop confidence.
You know, I think he really tried to adapt to what I was able to do instead of focusing on what I was not able to do.
One way he helps himself turn life's downs into touchdowns, a simple mantra.
The one thing that always brought me back to include myself was, who says I can't?
Who says I can't? A mantra for us all. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Lindsay Davis in New York. Have a good night.